To begin with is February 8th. At that point, it was becoming fairly known to ERCOT and to others that there was a severe weather event about ready to hit the state of Texas. ERCOT issued to its market participants a extreme weather code advisory, advising of what was expected and letting them know that it was projected to have a winter event below 32 degrees for a certain period, extended period of time. As part of that advisory, they instructed what's called their qualified scheduling entities, or QSEs, or QUESEs in the industry, gets known as, to do various things, which included review their fuel supplies, be prepared for peak service demand, and to let ERCOT know of any issues that they are anticipating with respect to fuel restrictions, or if they can delay maintenance of any of the plants that are currently offline. On February 10th, 2021, it was when ERCOT started noticing for the first time that the capacity in our market started to drop in terms of offline outages. It increased from 14,400 megawatts to 25,850 megawatts. And this is just as the cooler temperatures are hitting the state of Texas. Thursday, February 11th, ERCOT issues a warning about the declining temperatures and letting people know that it could be a record-breaking demand onto the system, and started asking facilities to take appropriate steps to prepare for the cold weather. On Friday, February 12th, is when Governor Abbott issued a declaration of disaster for the entire state of Texas. And then Saturday is when, unexpectedly, ERCOT started noticing certain generators tripping offline for the first time. Sunday, February 14th, is when the weather event truly hit the entire state of Texas. We had the snow, sleet, freezing all across the state, and the demand, winter demand, for energy hit an all-time peak at 69,222 megawatts. To start addressing some of the situation that was facing some of the generating plants, ERCOT applied to the Department of Energy for a waiver of certain environmental restrictions that are applicable to generating plants, and the order was promptly issued by the Department of Energy. ERCOT requested customers to start conserving power, recognizing there was a significant stress onto the system. But despite all this, as sunset hit Sunday, ERCOT was noticing that the demand for electricity was quickly hitting the energy capacity that was available. Monday, February 15th, as all of us were sleeping, a lot of stuff was happening. In the early morning hours, the operating reserve capacity in the ERCOT market was quickly hitting its limit. And ERCOT started issuing a series of what's called of energy emergency alerts. 1215 was the first alert that went out. It was a level one. It was based upon the reserve capacity out in our market getting below 2,300 megawatts. 52 minutes later, at 1:07 a.m., it went to a level two as the reserve capacity dropped to 1,750 megawatts. And just 13 minutes later after that, we went at 1:20, we went to an EEA level three. What prompted that to happen, and it goes back to a slide Berksley showed you earlier, was that the frequency weight had dropped from 60 to below 59.4, which was a safety mechanism. Because it had dropped, you started seeing certain generators tripping offline. And if it had stayed below 59.4 for 9 minutes, it could have caused a complete blackout within the state of Texas. At 1:55, as I said, we came within that threshold. This is an interesting slide because it really starts showing what was happening in the early morning hours Monday on February 15th. If you look at the beginning around 1:23, you see that we're in the EEA3, and ERCOT orders 1,000 megawatts of load shed. That's the first time there was the blackout orders that was issued in the state of Texas. Generating capacity going offline had already gone up to 35,343 megawatts. As you go through the morning, you start seeing more and more generating outages that are happening. And what is interesting, you can actually watch the generators at the ERCOT facility as they're tripping offline match the front line as it's going through the state of Texas. To start addressing the situation, ERCOT orders additional load sheds. You see one that happened around 147, additional at 1,000 megawatts. But then we hit about 151 a.m. in the morning. We drop below that 59.4 frequency, which is puts us in a very critical situation. ERCOT immediately orders 3,000 megawatts of load shed to start addressing the situation. As it starts watching it, and it wasn't completely coming out of it, an additional 3,500 megawatts was then ordered off the system at 155. The system responded, and the frequency dropped, came up above the 60 hertz level. So when you hear the story or the statement about we came within 4 minutes or 37 seconds of a complete blackout, it's that red period was what was happening. If we had continued in the red for another 4 minutes and 37 seconds, the entire state would have been covered by the ERCOT market, potentially could have gone to a blackout situation.